Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Are they serious? Apparently, Democrats have now come to the conclusion that congressional executive actions can override the U.S. Constitution, in particular the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Senator Kamala Harris, an attorney, has suggested that if she's elected president, she'll give the United States Congress 100 days to get their act together and have the courage to pass reasonable gun safety laws, or if they fail to do it, she will take executive action. Senator Cory Booker, an attorney, says he would push for Congress to require a license to exercise the Second Amendment right to own a gun. Booker argued that just as a driver's license demonstrates a person's eligibility and proficiency to drive a car, a gun license demonstrates that a person is eligible and can meet certain safety and training standards necessary to own a gun. Now forget that gun ownership is a right while driving is a privilege. According to Booker's plan, current and first-time firearms buyers would seek a license at a designated office similar to obtaining a passport. Applications would then be verified by the FBI. Current gun owners would have a transition period to obtain a federal license. In a 1995 interview, Senator Dianne Feinstein said, quote, "If I would have gotten just 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it," end of quote. And even Joseph Biden, while he was vice president of the United States, said, quote, "Banning guns is an idea whose time has come," end of quote. Now, first of all, the Second Amendment protects the right of individual Americans to bear arms, and it's been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. In the landmark District of Columbia versus Heller case, in 2008, the court held that the Second Amendment protects an individual's right to possess a firearm unconnected with service in a militia for traditionally lawful purposes such as self-defense within the home. Second of all, the U.S. Constitution cannot just be ignored. To make changes, the Constitution must be amended, and there are four ways to accomplish this. One is that both houses propose an amendment with a two-thirds vote and three-fourths of the state legislatures approve. The second method of amending the Constitution is for both houses to propose an amendment with a two-thirds vote and three-fourths of the states approve the amendment via ratifying conventions. The 21st Amendment, which repealed the prohibition, was passed in this manner. The third way to amend the Constitution is for two-thirds of the state legislatures to call on Congress to hold a constitutional convention, and three-fourths of the state legislatures approve the amendment. The fourth and final way to amend the Constitution is for two-thirds of the state legislatures to call on Congress to hold a constitutional convention, and three-fourths of the states approve the amendment via ratifying conventions. None of these methods include a, quote, simple vote in the Senate, as Dianne Feinstein has suggested, nor can the Constitution be changed by a presidential proclamation or executive action, as Cory Booker and Kamala Harris have suggested. The danger behind suggesting the Constitution can be changed by extra-legal means is an appeal to do away with the rule of law. It is a manipulative and false appeal to emotion. False because it suggests there is no need to follow a prescribed order required to implement any given law. Yes, any given law. Because if you can change the Second Amendment by fiat, the rights to limit free speech, to freely assemble, or to practice the religion of choice cannot possibly be that far behind. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.